Welcome to the Nick and Nan Radio Show on TalkZone.com. The Nick and Nan Radio Show is all about you, your thoughts, your dreams, your goals, your successes, your failures, your pluses, your minuses, your alphas, your omegas, your sense of humor. Get ready to feel better about life, love, and the pursuit. Here's Nick Allen and his loving wife, Miss Nan.
Morning, everybody. Welcome to the Nick and Nan Radio Show on TalkZone.com. It is Tuesday. Is it leap day yet?
No, we have one more day to go. It is the 28th of February.
And 29 in each leap year. How often is a leap year?
I can't recall, but they tack that extra day on, and I think it probably messes the world up for a while. It
screws up people's birthdays, because they only have birthdays, once every 3 years?
Or 4 years?
Every 4 years.
Something like that.
How old are you? I don't know. It's a leap year. Glad you guys are on board. A lot of stuff on tap today. Jump in on the conversation, if you will, at 1-888-GO-FOR-IT. That's 1-888-463-6748. Would love to hear from you. We're kind of dragging today. Well, at least I am, because you were asleep for a majority of the Daytona 500 yesterday.
No, au contraire. I saw the big crashes. I fell asleep when there was no action and they were waiting on things.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. 2 hour stretch because I guess one of the drivers blew a tire, ran into a back of a maintenance vehicle. It exploded.
It did. Wow.
And it's just like, ba-boom. Woo.
Seriously messed up the track.
And when I woke up, I got to see the end of the race. Congratulations, by the way, to Matt Kenseth, second Daytona 500 win under his belt, and had a chance to see where Danica Patrick placed. She finally got back in the
race.
Race.
Because she sat in that garage for a very long time.
No kidding. And she placed at 38.
Yeah.
But
that was sad because, you know, it was speculated. She was one of the favorites. And if I remember hearing correctly, she had the fastest car.
She did. The Go Daddy car.
So the first lap. Very first lap, and I guess that's a history-making thing.
First lap, lap and a half. If you checked out the Daytona 500 yesterday from 7 p.m. until 1 a.m. this morning, you saw the first lap and a half when
Jimmy Johnson
cracked into the wall, and then all chaos broke loose, and Danica Patrick swerved to try to avoid the action, and she ended up driving right in between two other vehicles.
Yeah, I think they were trying to attest that to skill. I think it was luck. I know she's a skillful driver.
God was her co-pilot last night.
Yeah, the way that happened, there was a lot of luck involved with that one, I think.
Absolutely. So if you had a chance to see it. Now, what about the people who, okay, as you know, the race was postponed because here in Florida, we had a lot of rain.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had a rain delay. They just scratched the race on Sunday. First time in what, 50-something years?
Yeah.
That they scratched the race on Sunday. So here you have Monday. Now people take off. The Daytona 500 race, one of the biggest races in NASCAR. And you know how NASCAR fans are. They love their races.
Oh, they're loyal. Loyal fans.
Extremely loyal. Is there an African American race car driver in NASCAR?
I don't know. But I know I met a nurse, a continuous care nurse over the weekend when I was working.
Don't see the brothers out there. Yeah, go ahead.
And I met her on Saturday, and I said, so you'll be back with the patient on Sunday, right? Oh, wrong. I will be at Daytona. I'm like, oh, excuse me.
That's right. I'm going to the Daytona 500 like the rest of those fools.
But see, they didn't have to worry about taking off because most people, or a lot of people, are already off on the weekends.
True.
But then when all that happened and they rescheduled, I'll bet so many employers had people calling and saying, sick. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I won't be there tomorrow. I'm stuck in Daytona.
Yeah, it was Juan Pablo Montoya who crashed into a truck, blowing debris off the track, causing a 2 hour delay yesterday.
Look at that. We're seeing footage right now. My goodness.
HLN.
It's a miracle. Neither man was hurt, actually.
No kidding. So people were taking the day off, called in sick, and a question was posed this morning about the concessions. You think the concessions were.
You think sales might have been up this year? I imagine they were.
Absolutely. So congratulations once again to Matt Kenseth, who won the Daytona 500. So I guess Darlington is next, because they interviewed Danica Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a little disappointed, and I could see why.
Yeah, she was real disappointed. Bless her heart, she sat in that car. She wouldn't get out of her car.
No.
I don't know. Every time they showed the garage, she was still sitting in the car. I'm thinking, Danica, this might take a while. You might want to get out and stretch your legs.
Had it on the rack and just showing close-up shots of her. Still had her helmet on.
She had everything on. She wasn't moving.
And when she took her helmet off, she didn't have helmet hair. I don't get that. Her hair is just, like, perfect.
Honey, it's called hairspray.
Oh, sorry. My bad. See, since I don't have any hair, I don't have to worry about
that. You don't have to worry about all that.
It's the Nick and Nat Radio Show, TalkZone.com. Hopefully everybody had a great weekend as well. Checking out the Academy Awards.
Yeah, it's been a busy week for entertainment.
Okay, the Academy Awards, this is the last award show because we have like award show seasons,
mm-hmm.
like the Screen Actors Guild Award, then the Grammys, then whatever else leading up to the Oscars.
And we love them all.
Yeah, we do.
We sure do.
Congratulations to the movie The Artist, won Best Picture, Meryl Streep.
We've yet to see. We will.
Out of all the movies that were nominated, we did get to see, well, I did.
You
anyway.
Did, I didn't.
I got to see Bridesmaids.
And you said it was hysterical, like everyone told us.
It's hilarious. Mm-hmm. It's hilarious. Kristen Wiig is a funny human being. Mm-hmm. Melissa McCarthy is a funny human being.
Oh, yeah. You can tell that by all the previews from it.
The chick who played in that Glenn Close TV series on FX, Rose Byrne, she was in it. She was such a biatch. She was.
Well, I'm sorry I missed it.
I think we still have it.
That's awesome.
We bought it.
Watch it.
We bought it for $2.99. Well, rented it anyway for $2.99. And I think we have today may be the last day to check that out.
Well, I might have to check it out.
Yeah, why not?
Better late than never.
Yeah, really. So congratulations, Christopher Plummer, Best Actor. And I loved his acceptance speech. And I wish I had time to play said speech because it was really, really good. Saying, oh, where you've been all my life? You're 2 years younger than I am.
Yeah.
He's 89. The Oscar is 87.
I did get to see that one. Mm-hmm.
Octavia Spencer from Montgomery, Alabama. An emotional speech.
Didn't she look gorgeous?
She looked beautiful.
Everyone was raving about her dress.
Well, we do have some best and worst hits and misses coming up later on in the show concerning the Oscars from Sunday. You didn't get dumped on as far as the weather goes. We live in Central Florida. We live in Winter Haven, smack dab in the middle between Tampa and Orlando. Oh, almost forgot. The NBA All-Star Game was this weekend.
Oh, okay.
And there was just so much stuff. It's hard to keep up.
It is hard to keep up sometimes.
No,
well, it was extremely hard for me to keep up because I work every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I did get lucky. I was at home. At the beginning of the Oscars, I got to see a little bit of it.
Yeah. And checked out the All-Star Game in Orlando. People were going nuts. Spike Lee was in the audience.
Uh-huh.
Quick little Spike Lee story. I was working in Montgomery, Alabama for a urban radio station doing mornings. And Spike Lee was in town. This was when former Alabama Governor George Wallace was still alive. And Spike was in town to do a documentary
mm-hmm.
on Mr. George. And I had the pleasure of meeting both Spike Lee and George Wallace at this press conference.
I recall you telling me about this.
And it was difficult to find a place to park in downtown Montgomery.
I'm sure.
Because of this. I mean, you had TV crews, you had reporters, you had everybody and their mama there to witness this. The meeting between Spike Lee and George Wallace. So I illegally parked.
Not you.
Yes, I did. I illegally parked. Was able to get upstairs, shake hands, kiss babies, and all that stuff. Come downstairs to get back in my car to go back to the station. And there was a ticket on it.
Okay.
There was a ticket on it. And we had Spike Lee on the show 2 days later.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him about the ticket. And I said, you better pay this ticket.
You owe me, dude.
I better pay this ticket. Hey, my fault. And you know what he did?
What did he do?
He paid my ticket.
Oh, good for him.
Very nice guy. Paid my ticket.
Or I should say good for you.
very good for me because I don't like getting tickets. Haven't gotten a ticket for a very long time.
I have not either. I'm proud of that.
Knock on simulated wood.
We both have very good driving records.
And it's rightfully so. And nowadays, state troopers are cracking down. I don't know if you've heard about this, that state troopers are cracking down on erratic drivers.
Mm-hmm.
How many erratic drivers did you see in your course of the weekend?
Oh, I see them all the time everywhere.
They don't use their turn signals. They change lanes erratically. They get on your butt.
Yeah, I'm constantly saying, I'm sorry, Lord. And you know why that is.
expletive.
For saying the words that I say.
Expletive.
But I'm in the comfort of my own vehicle.
Upon expletive. You know, I think they're just...
a lot of people don't pay attention to what they're doing. That is indeed the truth.
I'm trying to spell. Okay, cool. They just don't pay attention. And it makes me mad every single friggin' time I get behind the wheel of a car.
One of the worst. Last time we were in the vehicle together last week, what did I say to you? Now, do you think that's a very nice thing to say? You just go off, man. You're worse than I am.
We should be lucky that we don't live in, like, Los Angeles, where they have that road rage going on.
You're very lucky. And as your passenger, I'm very lucky also.
Go ahead, make my day. I mean, there are a lot of stupid people who do stupid things out there, and that's why we like to call this segment the Stupid Criminal Report.
You filthy criminals.
It's time for the Stupid Criminal Report. Actual news stories about actual stupid criminals who actually do stupid things.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
In order to get their few seconds of fame and notoriety on the Nick and Nan Radio Show.
Our first criminals for today come out of our international file in Madrid, Spain, where hooded thieves crashed their van into an armored car warehouse vault and grabbed sacks of loot, including money, diamonds, and watches. They then loaded the stuff into their waiting getaway car. But in their haste to make their escape, they crashed the getaway car as they were merging onto the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
Undeterred, our bozos quickly carjacked another vehicle and continued on their way. Unfortunately, they continued on without their loot, which was left behind in the back seat of the wrecked vehicle. Oops.
According to that Tony Tone song. Maybe that Tony Tone song, If I Had No Loot.
Yeah.
Obviously, they didn't. Out of Sacramento, California, Bozo Jose Alvarez needed a job. So he decided to go knocking on doors looking for employment. Not a bad idea. But being a bozo, he made a couple of mistakes. First, he didn't exactly dress for success. Matter of fact, he didn't bother to dress at all. he walked in and asked for a job totally stark naked.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
I kid you not. And the place he applied at isn't exactly a good place to be without clothing. He applied for work at a welding shop. Ooh, that would hurt. I'm getting a nasty visual on this. After the owner told him he had no job openings, Arbozo kept hanging around, no pun intended, and the cops were called, and he is obviously under arrest.
I think they forgot to add a crack to the description. Okay. I mean, come on.
Are you talking about the drug or are you talking about his backside?
Both.
That was a look at the Stupid Criminal Report. Oh, by the way, we need to give some props to the folks who provide the Stupid Criminal Report on the Nick and Nat Radio Show. Dave Moreland is a great friend of ours, and he provides the Bozo Criminal of the Day report every day. And these are actual news stories that actually happen to really stupid people who do really stupid things in order to get their few minutes worth of fame and notoriety on the Nick and Nan Radio Show on TalkZone.com because, hey, why not? It's funny stuff. Hear it every Tuesday right here on the said show. We have a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour.
We do, and I'm very excited about this.
Her name is Wendy Wagner, and she is what?
She's a hypnotherapist.
Now, the name of the hypnotherapy is called Akaru.
It's either Akaru or Akaru. We're going to have to ask her about the pronunciation of that.
Okay.
But whichever, it's AkaruHypnotherapy.com. Mm-hmm.
You need to check that out. We went on her website yesterday, and she also has a Thursday talk show. And we're going to be talking to her about hypnotherapy, the difference between hypnotherapy and hypnosis. There was a time back in the day, then we'll take a little break. There was a time back in the day when I got hypnotized.
Oh, did you?
Yes, and we'll tell you that story when we get back. Stick around. We'll be back with more of the Nick and Nan Radio Show right after this.